everyone, 我是 Jenny. Welcome back to the show.
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer.
今天呢，我们要讲讲很基本的一个东西，但是最基本的东西有的时候是最难表达的，而且很容易被忽略，很容易被 overlooked.
Yeah, that's right. So sometimes the really basic things are basically, well, they're not as basic as you think. They're a little more difficult, at times, especially when you overlook them.
对，那我们今天要说说就是在英语里面如何表达大和小这种不同尺寸的概念。
Right, so how to express big and small, and especially regarding different things.
对，而且最主要就是除了 big 和 small, 还有其他什么词可以用啊。好，那在今天的节目里你会学到非常多很实用的，而且在其他地方很难学到的地道英语，大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，去看今天的详细文字推送。OK, first of all, Spencer,
yeah.
你想从小的开始说还是从大的开始说？
I don't know, I like big, I guess, I don't know, big, I think the big words are probably fun, more fun to talk about. Maybe we can start with the big words.
比如说，除了 big 以外，如果你说一个东西真的很大很大。
Gigantic.
Gigantic.
Yeah, gigantic.
我以为你会说 huge.
Oh yeah, there's huge.
因为特朗普今年那个他说什么 huge, something is huge.
Oh yeah, it's huge. It's a huge disaster. It's a huge disaster.
你这特朗普口音像意大利纽约
的。Well, 他是来自纽
约
的，
对对对。
So yeah, he kind of says disaster. Disaster.
好啦，我们说你那 gigantic 啦。
Okay, yeah, so gigantic. So maybe you guys know the word giant.
巨人。
Yeah, so 巨人。You can also say something...You could also say something is giant, you know.
就可以把那个 giant 当成一个形容词。
Yeah, it's kind of like 巨大的。So you have like giant, but you also have gigantic. And I mean, it's, I guess, they're both pretty much the same, but gigantic is probably better, to use describing, you know, when describing something really big.
比如说什么建筑物之类的 like,Buildings,
yeah, you could, yeah, you could say that.
Bridges.
That building is gigantic, or it's massive. That's another big, big word.
对，另外词又来了啊。
Yeah, massive.
其实中国很多的建筑物都是啊 gigantic. 这个时候我觉得你看你用这种词就要比光用 big or so big or very big 要好很多，更加的贴切啊。
But these words you can also use, I mean, for example, gigantic and massive. You know, yeah, you can use it to describe, like, some, you know, architecture, like you said.
建筑物。
But let's say, I don't know, let's say I have a really big dog. And you think it's big.
很大的狗。
His dog is massive. It's a gigantic dog.
对，you know? 可以的。就是 去看语境 context,
yeah.
对吧？
你
前面说另外一个词 massive, 我觉得这也特别好。因为这个词是蛮好记的。然后呢，这个词也是用途非常广泛。除了你刚刚说的例子里面可以用。然后我觉得还有就是你形容一个人也可以、对吧，像比如你是蛮大只的嘛、you go to the gym、and you work out a lot、so I can say wow, Spencer is massive、you've got massive muscles、肌肉很大、
massive. Why, thank you Jenny. Or you could say、the public debt is massive、
形容你刚刚说的是什么债务对吧、就是抽象的东西也可以、
so massive debt, massive, they made massive profits in the fourth quarter
对 ，massive 这个词形容钱挺常用的啊。比如像 gigantic 就不太形容钱 ，you can say gigantic.
You wouldn't say gigantic, yeah. You wouldn't say gigantic profits.
但是 massive 用在钱上面是更
Yeah. Massive. That's a massive amount of money. Have you seen his bank account? He's loaded. It's massive.
对，所以真的 massive 是非常通用的。
Yeah, exactly.
Very general.
Yeah, you can use it for a lot of things. Shanghai is a massive
city.
City,
对。好，那前面我们一直说那个 huge.
Oh yeah, huge.
Huge, 我觉得大家可能学过啊，就我们通常 big 之外会学比 big 更大的就是 huge, 巨大的。
Yeah, so huge, I think huge, it might be a little, let's say, it's a little more, it's a little less advanced than the two words we just mentioned.
对，就你说 huge 这个词比刚刚说的另外两个稍微简单一点。
Yeah, because huge, you could use for tons of things. The same things we just said, architecture, cities, countries. China's a huge country.
Or like money.
Yeah.
对吧？ Huge amount of money.
Yeah, huge amount of money.You could also say they made huge profits.
对、利润、所以基本上 huge 和 massive 的用途是差不多的。
Yeah, I'd say so. I love going to this restaurant. The portions they give us are huge.
Huge. That's how I feel about food in America. 都是好大份哦。
That's how I feel about
portions.
That's how I feel about Dongbei restaurants.
哦、oh, 对对对、yeah. Huge portions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
最后再来看一个形容大的时候常用的就是 enormous.
Yeah, enormous. So, enormous, when I think of this, you know, I guess I think of it more for like physical structures. A bit more.
像物体对吧建筑物这样的
Or like, I don't know, the Titanic, right? The Titanic.
泰坦尼克号船
Yeah, yeah. So you could say like the Titanic was enormous. It was an enormous boat. I don't know, maybe you could still use that for the things that massive and huge are used for. See.
那比如enormous 可以形容钱吗 Enormous profits.
Yeah.
也可以、yeah. 对我觉得刚刚我们所有说里面好像就是gigantic 不太用来形容钱
Yeah, but enormous, enormous profits, enormous debt. Yeah, the amount of debt is enormous. Yeah, something like that.
你常常说那个债务 debt.
你常常说 profits, I don't know.
我常说利润 Spencer 常说债务
Maybe, You know, this is, you know, yin and yang over here, you know.
阴阳互补一下那 Spencer 刚刚你说的这些词啊你觉得它有什么就程度上的区别吗？哪些是最大
which is,
最大的
like, which is bigger than the other, right? I feel like enormous, massive, and what, gigantic, all of those are, they're kind of the same.
就是它不是绝对的，对吧？它都是要看你实际使用的这个语境，就 context 情况啊。这些词，比如我说一个人，形容他的那个体型 ，massive, enormous, huge， 这个是好的，是比较贬义的，还是说他太胖
？Well, it can be both.
两种都可以。
Like I mean, if 一个人是 you know 很强壮的 ，you know like and he wants to be big, you know like I don't know, he lifts a lot of weights, he's muscular. You say, oh, he's huge. Have you seen that guy? He's enormous. He's massive. But if someone's just fat. And they're massive, then yeah, it's not a good thing.
对、
right?
其实都没有绝对的真的要看那个、
Or someone could be,
depends on the context.
Right, but when I think of massive, I think of mass. Like, I think
对
just,
体积、yeah. mass 就是体积对吧
yeah,
所以更加是往横里发展的
yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. 怎么说 horizontal, not vertical.
Yeah.
好我们把很多大的这个形容词说完了以后呢 Let's move to the small end of the spectrum.
Okay, 好吧
好那除了 small 以外呢我们下面要讲的这些都是我觉得比 small 更加 small even smaller than small 比如说 something is tiny、
yeah.
or is teeny tiny
teeny tiny tiny you could use that to describe like a little baby you know, oh the baby's so tiny
小对对对
or like a I don't know a kitten yeah just like small animals are tinyMaybe
tiny,
your apartment is tiny.
对，反正 tiny 就是比 small 要还要小，而且还要小蛮多的，对吧？
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
你刚刚所有举的例子，不管是说刚出生的 newborn baby， 还是小猫 little kitten，、mm-hmm. 还是 apartment，、mm-hmm, 很多都、mm-hmm. oh, so tiny.
Exactly.、
如果说比如声音，
oh.
音量 like volume 可以用 tiny、mm-hmm. or low.
Yeah, I mean, you usually go with high and low.
High and low for 音量这些
Nah, I don't think we 不太会这么形容
Okay, got it. 那除了 tiny 呢你可以在前面再加另外一个词、然后就变成 teeny tiny.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, teeny tiny. So, be tiny 更 tiny.
even tinier than tiny,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, even tinier than tiny. And also, if you want to sound kind of cutesy, like, oh, it's so teeny tiny, you know.
对、
like,
我觉得 teeny tiny 听起来是更可爱一点、
Yeah, that's right. How about here? This one's a little more formal, but like micro.
A micro 就是微对吧
Yeah, exactly.
Microsoft.
Yeah, yeah, yeah 微软的微
Microwave.
Yeah.
Microscope.
Exactly. I don't know. I guess it's not...不是特别口语化的
它就是一个 prefix 前缀用比较多、但口语里你不能说 Oh, this thing is micro 就不能这么说
But you guys will notice that there's so many words in English that do use the prefix micro Like、
yeah.
you just said microwave, microscope
然后 microeconomics 微观经济学、
microphone opposite 反义词就是那个 mega
mega 对对对、
well, there's also macro
yeah
yeah but there's also mega
对 ，mega 我们前面
mega means really big.
对 ，mega.
Yes, it's mega.
我觉得在美国特别那个美国人的那个文案里面很喜欢用 mega,、mm-hmm. mega savings,、
mm-hmm. yeah.
就是省很多钱，然后什么、mm-hmm. mega store 大商店。
Yeah. Yeah, so it means something super big.
我觉得还有一个就是迷你是吧
Oh, very, mini.
Like miniature.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so mini, I mean, usually something that is mini is like a smaller version of something bigger.、
Mm.
Like, but if your English is,、if you're quite comfortable with your English, you could, you know, put mini in front of certain words and be creative with your English maybe.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know if you remember that movie Austin Powers a long time ago.Yeah, baby, yeah.
There's 那电影我觉得很 low.
That's fine. I mean, it was pretty, okay, okay. It was pretty funny. I don't know, it came out when I was like 13. Either way, there was the character Mini-Me.
Oh, 对对对 Mini-Me.
Right, so he's like, oh, he's like a Mini-Me. I don't know, let's say
你有孩子
对,
对不对
Yeah, like what if I had a son and I look at him, I say, oh, he's just a Mini-Me.
对对对
you know? So it's a miniature version of me.Guys, you probably know about that car called the Mini.
对 ,Mini Cooper.
Yeah,
Mini,
yeah.
那我问你比如有一些 theme park, 主题乐园、mm-hmm. 它有那个把世界上有名的 architecture, 建筑物什么的、mm-hmm. 做缩小版 ,mini 版。
Yeah, just like that park in Shenzhen.
对深圳那个、你可以叫什么 ,they have like miniature versions, mini
versions. Yeah, you could say the Mini Eiffel Tower.
啊、oh, 就可以这样 ,Mini Eiffel you know, Tower.
倒是不是特别小 but it's smaller
compared
than,
to the real
yeah,
deal
but、
right?
it's still smaller than the real one so you could call it a miniature version、you know
接下来的这个词呢我觉得是形容体型特别女孩子的时候会用的很多的、mm-hmm. 就很娇小
what's like petite
petite exactly、mm-hmm. so this is actually a French word
yeah
就是它最早来源于法语但现在已经进入了这个英语的词汇里面、
yeah. that's right
Petite.
Yeah. So petite, I mean, petite is generally used to describe small women or even if you go to certain 衣服 like 商店 like if you go to certain clothes, 服装店 you'll see that the shirt might say petite.
就是 in terms of size, 它可能就上面写的 petite 这个 size.
I think actually if you go shopping in France for women's clothes, small says petite.
那它和比如extra small 或者 XX small 的区别就是因为比如 extra small 什么的可能就是说这个女生很瘦但是她可能是比较高高的
yeah,
对吧
yeah, yeah,
yeah. The petite refers to
overall small
对就整个是很娇小那除了形容女孩的这个身材以外呢 petite 我觉得也可以形容东西、objects
yeahI think mostly though, especially in English, if you use the word petite to describe something smallIt's probably something that's small and feminine.
就是又小又女性化。
Yeah.
那 petite 呢还有一个就是吃饭的时候 French,French food,他们有那个 petite four,就是最后的甜品嘛它就四个小的什么糖啊、巧克力、
okay.
那种 petite four, 对吧
yeah. I don't go out for French food too much, but I know what you're talking about.
I would...Take you to
okay, one of these days.
好，那最后我们要讲的呢，两个词，一个它是用来形容小而紧凑的东西，特别是用在形容一些，可能科技产品啊，或者一个、什么机器啊这方面的。
那是什么词呢？
Compact.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, compact, yeah.
我觉得这个在日常生活里真的很好用、mm. 因为说到 like gadgets, right? Mm-hmm, 这种电子产品什么、mm-hmm. 大家都希望它能够稍微小一点轻便一点
There's also cars. Like if you go to America, you might see a parking space that's a bit small and it'll say compact cars only.
哦、小型车
And then some guy parked a Cadillac in it anyway. And like, well, whatever, you know. I'm parking here.
You know. 像 Mini Cooper这种就算是 compact
originally cars, a Mini Cooper、right. was definitely a compact car、yeah. but honestly as the Mini just 越来越大了
yeah so compact has this idea of you know no waste of space
yeah
对吧就是你是善用每一毫每一厘的这个空间、mm-hmm. 非常的紧凑啊、mm.
there's one other thing that we forgot about here、mm. And this is usually only for places cozy
A cozy、
mm-hmm.
Cozy 有一个意思是温馨但是呢、yeah. 你说一个地方 Physical space 很 cozy 的时候、
yeah.
它通常那个含义还是它就比较小小的
Yeah, so guys If you're ever like looking for an apartment or a home or something in America, and the listing says, oh, this place, you know, it's just so cozy. It means it's really small.
所以就不要去。
Yeah. I mean, it might be nice. You're like, oh, wow, it's really nice. Ah, I just hit my head on the, you know, on the pots and pans hanging over the stove. Yeah, so they're cozy.
然后对我今天呢跟大家讲了分享了很多有意思的不一样的词来讲大和小的概念那希望大家喜欢今天的节目然后在日常生活中可以用起来啊。So don't just keep saying big or small. You can say all sorts of things. 对
Gargantuan.
又来一个新词，算算你又是什么GRE的词，是吧？
I don't think gargantuan's a GRE word.
You've got a massive vocabulary. 你的词汇量真的很大。Actually,
I think 我词汇不够大。好的,we
hope you've enjoyed today's show, and if you have any questions or suggestions, please come and let us know. In today's 留言到开言英语微信公众号回复大小就可以了找到今天节目。好,那如果你很喜欢我们的脱口秀,想要把英语学得更好的话呢, 大家可以升级成为开言会员,因为我们有六个级别,700多节不同主题的英语课程,都是很实用的这种场景啊。
That's right.
Massive library.
Gargantuan library.
很大的庞大的课程库。
Yeah, yeah, 庞大的, yeah, that's right.
But at a very small cost.
超值。
价格很低,6291年。
So we'll see you next time, guys.
再见。